Welcome to the Brian D. O'Leary Show. This is your home for serious content amidst an unserious world. All right, and welcome back to the Brian D. O'Leary Show. BrianD.O'Leary.com. The new and improved BrianD.O'Leary.com is where you go. And you can sign up for an email list over there. The O'Leary Letter is what you get most every day. Usually it contains these podcasts, but also you get other stuff. And we're starting to write more other stuff because you can only do this so often, half hour a day or whatever, for the podcast. And if we can't get everything out, we put it on an email. And got all sorts of things over there. So serious content amidst an unserious culture. That's what it is. And that's what our emails provide. It's what our podcasts provide. Once again, BrianD.O'Leary.com is where you go for that. Now, what do I want to talk about today? I wanted to talk about not only serious content, but what is serious content? What is valuable content? Now, I want to say there is a distinction between giving value away, and being valuable. Like I've said often, I may even talked about this yesterday. I don't know, but it's been on my mind. So we're going to talk about it again. So when I do this podcast, it's almost a need for me to do this, if not every day, regularly, for therapeutic reasons, to just talk and get the feedback from the folks that listen, know what they're thinking, what they want me to talk about. But when I talk about this being, or the show having value, I think it certainly does for a lot of folks, particularly the people that take to heart what I try to get across on a regular basis. But I'm not just giving stuff away. In order for you to sign up for some email list, I hope that you would sign up for our email list. People tend to like it. Although, for instance, today I've been marketing a product the last few days called Marketing Maverick, and you just go to O'LearyMaverick.com for that. But it's one of those things that, a few people dropped off the list. They don't like me emailing all the time. Well, you got to keep the lights on somehow around here, and this is a good product. It's not giving away value. It's valuable. If you enroll over there and you get, hundreds of dollars worth of free bonuses on how to run an affiliate business, which I've been certainly more than dabbling in over the last several years. And there have been very few products that you can just go one-stop shop, provide value, are valuable, and you can just go and pick that up. So if you're listening today is June 1st when I'm talking, midnight central, the prices raise. Not exactly sure what they're going to go up to tomorrow, but this product's only available for a few more days. So just go to, if you're hearing this later, just go to at least check it out, O'LearyMaverick.com, and you'll be able to see what we have over there. And it's just part of my affiliate journey. But like I said, just keeping the lights on around here, because really the value is in the words, the philosophy, the point of view. That's the valuable stuff here that people turn, or at least they tell me they do, to the Brian D. O'Leary Show for, and the Natural Order podcast, which you can also go to. Link on BrianD.O'Leary.com for all that stuff. And this is valuable stuff, I think. Spent years and stuff thinking about it. Finally, get a podcast and you can start talking about things. And that's what I recommend folks to do. You don't have to listen to this show all the time. What we're trying to do is make it so that other folks at least feel comfortable saying what they got to say, saying what's on their mind. And I think we need more of that in our culture. I say it's a unserious culture, and largely because it's unserious people speaking their mind, and the serious people are just, we're just sitting back here taking it, and it's time to rise up again. And I know that's typically not the ethos of the stoic American or whatever, but we're entering, if not totally in the midst of, just, interesting times is an understatement to say the least. But just reach out to us here at the show if that's something that you want or need to do. And certainly we can provide guidance, if nothing else. And we've done that for several folks now. And like I said yesterday, I believe we are getting into like the personal coaching realm with all this stuff. And, you know, primarily I like to stick with the podcast and email writing stuff, but things come up. And I was just yesterday, you know, I brought up something with a fellow about something that happened years ago in my fledgling business career that was frankly one of the best decisions I ever made. And, you know, I often think about it, but, you know, like I said, I talked about a couple of weeks ago, I think, talked about not taking every opportunity that is right in front of your face that might look good. You got to really examine it and study it and study these opportunities and make sure you're not too hasty with your decision making. And so the best opportunities come and you can grab them and take them away. Like just happens to be with this podcast, for instance. My opportunity struck at the right moment to get me rebooted on it. And I'm grateful for that. But anyway, you know, I think back, you know, I would have, had I done what I wanted to do with this particular business move that I was talking about, I think I would have done all right. I think I would have done great with the ultimate strategy I had. It just didn't work out for a number of reasons. But there was one other strategy I had where I know I would have lost a ton of money and it would not have been good. So it's one decision I'm glad that, well, even though I made the decision, I'm glad that it didn't work out for me. That's a little cryptic, but good grief. It was close to 20 years ago. So I'm not worried about it now. I've moved on several times from then. Anyway, so what we are attempting to do, like I said here at the show, be a valuable resource for you, a resource and maybe an inspiration to speak your mind. And that's just not throwing Twitter bombs all over the place or, you know, getting a podcast and just screaming like, you know, some of these talk radio guys do. I mean, everybody has their own style, and not certainly my style's unique to me. I mean, you could probably tell that in many respects, I get pretty angry at things the way things are going on in the world. And I, like I said, doing this podcast is a bit therapeutic for me, so I don't have to yell and scream and all that. But, you know, I can if you want. That's the style you want from me. I can do that, but I prefer not to. What else? Well, our emails over at BrianDOLeary.com, the O'Leary letter, like I mentioned, we are, again, trying to be a valuable resource over there and not just give you free value. Because it's like, I would like every single person that listened to this show to be on my email list just for the simple fact that I know where people are coming from and why. But then, you know, as email lists grow, you can't keep in contact with every single person on an individual basis. But from my experience doing email, being on several email lists, the interaction, most people anyway, interact when it's important. You know, when I interact with somebody I'm on the list of, it's important. And, you know, there's just interaction today that led to a great opportunity that I seized that we'll probably be seeing the fruits of in a few weeks. And that's just a simple interaction via email because I'm on their list, they're on my list, and there we go. So we're trying to be valuable resources for people who are serious in this culture, want things to change in a way that not the change of 2008, superficial, nonsensical change. It actually was pretty remarkable change now that I look back on it, but what they were calling for was nothing but a platitude. It turned out that, you know, the country has gone in a direction that was not a particularly good one, but be that as it may, I think that you know, these presidential elections are symbolic of what's going on in the culture, not necessarily they're not necessarily the be-all, end-all of what's going on in the culture, but people like to frame it that way. And I think we're coming up on presidential election next year, And right now, it looks like the front runners are Joseph Biden and Donald Trump, which most sane people out there aren't real jazzed about. And there's other folks out there who, and a lot of them who I really admire and trust in a lot of their opinions, and say it's the end of the United States as we know it. If one of the other, you know, even DeSantis is throwing his hat in the ring and Robert Kennedy Jr. throwing his hat in the ring, you know, there's people out there that say any one of those four people, if they get elected, it's the end of the United States as we know it. I mean, come on. No, that's not true. I mean, the end of the United States as we knew it, I would argue, happened a long time ago. I can't really pinpoint a date, but it's certainly not the, if it is the same country I grew up in, it's certainly not the same cultural ethos that I grew up in. And whether that's good or bad, I will reserve judgment. I would tend to say it's bad, but I'll reserve ultimate judgment for when I ascend, hopefully, to the choir invisible, which, hopefully that doesn't happen for a few more decades. Now, that being said, I think we need to be vigilant and diligent in what we do outside of these presidential elections. I mean, oftentimes it's just a sideshow. I don't know really where to go. If you've listened to me for a long time, I'm not a huge fan of democracy and the way that manifests and the people it brings on. And even at the local level, it's a little more helpful at the local level. And the podcast I listen to quite regularly, the Brian McClanahan Show, Brion McClanahan, his slogan or call to, or what do you call it? Tagline. His tagline is think locally, act locally. And that's great. And that's what we need to do, because we're not going to fix things on a larger scale, like the family unit, the neighborhood unit, the city or county unit, state even. I mean, that's about as high as you can go with making an impact. And really, you can't really make much of an impact politically as one person, other than, I mean, the smaller is the better. And we talked about this on an episode of Natural Order podcast when we talked about natural divorce. Excuse me. We've talked about national divorce. I've said that several times now. Good grief. But it might be, might not be such a slip, I guess. However, anyway, we'll have the link to our Natural Order podcast in the show notes, and you can go check that out if you haven't already. I suggest you do. And might as well sign up for that email list too, because it's a good one. Anyhow, I don't know where we go. Democracy. I'm kind of one of these guys that believes that most of these politicians are evil, and they have not good in mind. They don't have the good in mind. They have, whether they're outwardly evil or blatantly evil, that's one thing. But yeah, I mean, just the whole system is pretty messed up. I don't know that we're going to fix that in my lifetime. I'm, again, not all that comfortable. But getting back to my point of this show today is that you want to be valuable. Not only do I want to be valuable, but I think you want to be valuable for your community, whether that is locally or, I mean, really in today's day and age, we're finding that the internet is a way to connect people from disparate geographical areas, and they can come together. We can all come together in some way and be on common ground, because there's a lot of ways you're never going to reach the amount of people that even we reach with this show. People in different countries, different states, different points of view that might never come across. So it's pretty neat to see these people that I don't know a lot of you personally, frankly, but I'm glad you listen in, and I just offer my words of encouragement here to change things in a way that you see fit, in a serious manner. Like, don't just go along with the crowd and what the next best thing is, because we're never going to get anywhere that way. I don't think anywhere substantively. And it's hard. I mean, it's hard. It's one of these things, like I say, this is therapy for me to some degree, because I get to think about this stuff and think about what I have to say. And sometimes it just sounds absurd that we're in this world that things aren't going to change. But, you know, just like with this podcast, a lot of the stuff I do in business, it's just in business, it's just one incremental step that builds and it keeps building. I mean, when I first started this podcast, we had a few people, literally a few people, maybe some friends, maybe some family. And frankly, like I talked about, like most of my friends and family, they don't care. Some of you do, if you're listening. Some, thank you. But most of them don't care. They know me well enough and they don't need to hear me talk every day. And frankly, they probably get a bit annoyed at some of the stuff I have to say. But that's not the market for this show. I can talk amongst my family and at family gatherings if they want my opinion. Often they don't. But it's just another way to say that we're on the right track. And the people who listen here, read our emails, I think are going to be the people that are going to ultimately succeed in whatever they do. And I'm glad you're one of them. Like I said, last couple shows, I want you on my team. I want to be on your team. And if there's any way I can help you, just go to BrianDOleary.com and let me know. So I appreciate it. And I appreciate your time today. And for all the things you do out there for this world, no matter how miserable it might seem at times, please keep on going. It's my call to action for today. And, well, other than you got to sign up for these great emails we do every day. BrianDOleary.com. There you go. All right. Until next time. This is Brian D. O'Leary signing off for the Brian D. O'Leary Show at BrianDOleary.com. Bye-bye.